Heavenly Father, Lord, I again come to you today and want to give thanks to you for another day that you've blessed us with, and ask, Lord, that you would just bless your word, Father, again, as we take a look at your word just for an inspiration to our hearts, Lord, to walk humbly with you and to serve you, Lord, each day of our life. I bless you for your word that we have so freely here in the States, Father, and we just ask that you would help us not to take it for granted, but that we would treasure your word. Do just want to commit these few thoughts into your hands and ask that you would bless all those that listen in, Father, as they to encourage them to press on in the fight, in the good fight of faith, Lord. So I just commit this into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello to each of you. I want to welcome you again to the Daily Inspiration. It is a great blessing that we have each day that we can wake up each morning to serve a living God. When we think of serving a living God, I think of creation, the animals, the birds. You know, they do what they were created to do. They worship and they praise their maker. But we have a choice each day. We can choose to worship God today, or we don't have to. God will honor each of our choice. But I would encourage each of us to worship God and to choose to serve Him each day of our lives. So today again, I would like to turn to Galatians 5 again and look at the fruits of the Spirit. We looked at love. We looked at joy. We looked at peace. And today we want to look at long-suffering. In the Strong's Concordance, the definition for long-suffering is, it says, to forbear with long-enduring, patiently. And so we would like to look at a few examples in the scriptures of the long suffering of God in our behalf. And then he also calls us to be long suffering. And so we'd like to look at a few examples in scripture. For the first scripture in 2 Peter 3, verse 9. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We think of the Lord's promise of his return. You know, many people say that, oh, life is going on. Everything is going well, and the Lord, he's not coming back, but he is not slack concerning his promise, but is long suffering to each of us, because he's not willing that any would perish, but that all come to repentance. Verse 20 says, which sometimes were disobedient when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was a preparing, wherein few, that is eight souls, were saved by water. And you think of that, the long suffering of God there while Noah was building the ark. 120 years Noah was preaching to the people to repent and telling them that the world is going to be destroyed. But they didn't heed to the calling. And God gave them 120 years, but they didn't listen. So we see the long suffering of God and his heart to have each of us serve him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. In 1 Timothy 1, verse 16, says, howbeit, Paul is telling Timothy, howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. And so Paul's heart and cry here was that Jesus Christ, the longsuffering of Jesus Christ, would show forth through him for a pattern to all those which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting. So this was Paul's heart, that he would be able to show forth the long suffering of Jesus Christ through his life. In Colossians 3, verse 12 and 13, Colossians 3, verse 12 and 13, says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness. Then he says long suffering. So he's telling us to put on long suffering. Then in verse 13 he says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. You know, to be long-suffering and to forgive, forbear one another, even as Christ forgave us, forgave you and me, so do ye, he says here in Colossians. And I would like to leave you with two more scriptures in Psalm 86. 86 verse 15. Psalm 86 verse 15 says, but thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. So we see that we serve a Lord, a God. We serve a God that is long-suffering and plenteous in mercy. And in verse 5 of Psalm 86 says, For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. And so God is desiring to give us these fruits that we're looking at this week. His desire is to that we would have these flowing from our hearts and minds each day. And he says he's ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto them, all them that call upon him. So he is waiting. And so it's each of our choice each day to serve him and worship him and give praise and honor to him, and he will pour out these blessings upon our lives. I believe that with all my heart. So may the Lord bless you today, and I pray that you can be encouraged to continue to press on.